Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today on August the 28th, we celebrate the memorial of St. Augustine, Bishop and Doctor. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom.
Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom.
Glory.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom.
Our hymn this morning, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, the alternate hymn in the I Breviary.
The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, to rest my soul he leads me. Where fresh and fertile pastures grow, with heavenly food he feeds me.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer. To my words give ear, O Lord, give heed to my groaning, attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God.
It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting.
You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face.
You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests.
But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe.
Lead me, Lord, in your justice, because of those who lie in wait. Make clear your way before me.
No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief. their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech.
All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them, in you they rejoice, those who love your name.
It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord our God. Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity.
Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory.
For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all.
Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord our God.
Adore the Lord in his holy court. O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court.
The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord, full of power, the voice of the Lord, full of splendor.
The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, in Sirion like a young wild ox.
The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire.
The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare.
The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry, glory. The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever.
The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
Simply I learned about wisdom, and ungrudgingly do I share. Her riches I do not hide away, for to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them. Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
With joyful praise, let the church tell forth
the wisdom of the saints.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. You inspire us, O Lord, to delight in praising you, because you made us for yourself. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old
that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You inspire us, O Lord, to delight in praising you, because you made us for yourself. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds.
Let your mercy always reach us through them.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls.
Direct us always through our leaders.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits.
Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us.
Nourish your people, Lord.
You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints.
Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, renew in your church the spirit you gave Saint Augustine. Filled with this spirit, may we thirst for you alone as the fountain of wisdom and seek you as the source of eternal love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer. Have a great Monday and a great week, everyone. Thanks for joining us.